Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's already November 8th and 9th, so Halloween came and went, as did the Manchester Half Marathon and Marathon. That was delightful. Ran in that. I'm getting slower and slower every year, but it's a great event. Always enjoy my running friends. And it's been now 13 months since the Affordable Care Act public exchanges went into effect. And Northeast Delta Dental is on the 2014 public exchange in New Hampshire, and it's doing quite well. Over 2,000 individuals have purchased individual dental coverage through the public exchange, and about 5,000 through our private exchange, Delta Dental Covers Me. com. I had Dave Cowens up with me a couple weeks ago. He wanted to go to the Scott Brown Senator Shaheen debate, so he joined me. And the book that I co-authored with him, There Are No Do-Overs, is doing well, and you can get that at Gibson's right here in Concord. Well, this radio show affords a great opportunity for us to feature great partners in the New Hampshire community. And with me this weekend, November 8th and 9th, is Sarah Dennehy, who is the State Director of Best Buddies in New Hampshire. And thank you for joining me November 8th and 9th, Sarah. And I know you're busy. We'll talk about tonight's event. But thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, I think we're going to need to start from the very beginning. So tell us your background and then also the mission and history of Best Buddies New Hampshire.
Oh, boy.
That's all a lot. Right. It's a mouthful, but you promised you could fill up 10 minutes,
Yeah, I can talk and talk and talk about Best Buddies. When you find something that is your passion, you can just talk forever. So,
super.
Well, I found Best Buddies in 2009 from a girlfriend who really wanted me to start getting involved with Best Buddies. I didn't really know a lot about it other than the commercials I'd seen in the summer with Tom Brady. Tom Brady is our spokesman for our Hyannis Port Challenge every summer. It's a bike ride from Boston to the Cape, and he's been a really wonderful advocate for Best Buddies. So besides seeing the radio's ads, or the TV and radio ads, I really didn't know much about Best Buddies. But all it
took
was...
So you have Tom Brady to thank for that?
Yep, I sure do.
And a couple weeks ago, he had that great game against the Chicago Bears, of course. 30 for 35 and 5 touchdown passes, only topped off by Ben Roethlisberger. But anyway, that's a side topic. But he got you involved,
yes,
it looks like.
And okay. For me, I know everyone in New England loves football. For me, I love him for Best Buddies. So,
excellent.
He's a great advocate for us, and he has a buddy, and he's just been 100% for whatever we're doing. So we love him. But yes, he got me involved, and I did the bike ride myself just to find out more information and learn about it. And the minute I did the event, I was sold. I got to see firsthand the buddies and just the mission in action in Cape Cod, and it was just a beautiful event. And from that moment, I knew that my mission was going to be bringing Best Buddies to New Hampshire. We did not have a state office at the time, and I'm sure you're aware, we have a lot of people in New Hampshire with intellectual and developmental disabilities who needed something like this, and we didn't have a state office. So I took it on myself with about 10 other people to raise the money needed to bring Best Buddies to New Hampshire. It was about a two and a half year process, and we finally opened our office in January of 2014 after raising about $200,000 the New Hampshire way, door-to-door, grassroots, begging and asking and showing everyone how important this is for our state. And really, when you New Hampshire people know how to raise money, and they also know what's important. So I always say, once you learn about Best Buddies, you can't help but donate, because it's an amazing program.
Okay, and so Best Buddies is a nonprofit 501c3, which you, part of your journey was getting that.
Yes.
So if I'm listening to this show, I'll ask you again, but what's your contact information and website so if someone wanted
absolutely
to donate?
Mm-hmm. Sarah Dennehy, I'm going to give you my email. It's Sarah with two R's, S-A-R-R-A, Dennehy, D-E-N-N-E-H-Y, at bestbuddies.org. And the telephone number is 603-856-8324. And our website is bestbuddies.org. NorthEastNewHampshire.org.
Now, I think you do need to take a little step back and tell us how the organization was founded. And I know your ultimate vision is to put Best Buddies out of business in a good way. But why don't you talk a little bit more about your mission and how you create the one-to-one friendships, et cetera?
Sure. Well, for those who don't know, Best Buddies was started by Anthony Kennedy Shriver in 1989 out of a friend's garage at Georgetown University. I mean, even in his spheres of influence with the Kennedy and Shriver family, he found that his Aunt Rosemary, who had an intellectual disability, was very secluded in her life. And so if he experienced that in his circles and the money that they have in order to provide for her, you can imagine what a typical person with intellectual disabilities experience. So he was the catalyst for Best Buddies, and he started it one chapter, one school, and it's grown. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary with Best Buddies, and we're now in 51 countries. We have programs in all 50 states, but we have state offices in 24 states, New Hampshire being the 23rd. We just opened an office in Arkansas. And, you know, we're getting there. We hope to have state offices in all of our states by the year 2020. It's a volunteer organization run by students in the schools. We start in middle school, high school, and colleges, and those are just our school-based programs. We also have programs for young adults and older people who really need something to do. We also have job programs, really competitive job placement programs for people with IDD, not just bagging groceries and not just, you know, doing something menial, but doing something that they are able to do using their skill set, just like any other human being deserves. So we have some amazing programs. But right now we're focusing in New Hampshire on the middle schools, high schools, and colleges.
Let's pause there. So let's parse it out between schools and jobs. So obviously, excuse me, with my work with the State Board of Education, I'm familiar with Best Buddies. But is Best Buddies in every middle and high school in New Hampshire? And if not, how do we go about getting it there?
We are now in 17 middle school, high schools, and colleges. I wish I could tell you we were in every school. We'd have our job done. Not yet, but we just opened in January. So I'd say having 17 schools is pretty awesome by now. I envision in a couple years us being in every middle school, high school, and college that wants us. And, you know, we really haven't had to search for schools. People have heard about Best Buddies and have come to us. And that's a really good sign to us that this is definitely something that people want in their state. We've had real success already. We've been on the cover of the Concord Monitor with the friendships that are developing. Homecoming King and Queen was announced at Pembroke Academy 2 weeks ago. They're a buddy pair. We took 14 young adults and teachers and advisors to Indiana over the summer for our international worldwide conference. That was amazing, teaching these kids how to start a Best Buddies chapter at their school and how to do it, how to ask the right questions. How do these friendships look? Like I said, it is a one-to-one friendship organization. And it really is giving people who might have a hard time finding friends an opportunity to develop a natural friendship with a child, a young adult who really wants that. These kids who are our typical friends in school. So it's a typical friend matched up with an age-appropriate peer that has an intellectual disability. And through Best Buddies and our resources, these kids are matched according to likes, dislikes, you know, interests, just like any other friendship. But they're given the resources and the support from Best Buddies International and our state office and how to form a chapter at their school, how to encourage more kids to get involved, how to fundraise, how to develop leadership skills. It's really just been an amazing opportunity to see it.
Now, if I'm a school administrator, or high school or middle school principal, mm-hmm. and I don't have Best Buddies in my school, how do I go about researching it? Do I contact you, Sarah? And so tell us about that process.
Absolutely. Yes. If you're a high school teacher, a parent, an administrator, and you want Best Buddies at your school, it's a process. You just call us, email us, reach out to us, and we come to your school and we come with a presentation and we deliver to you what Best Buddies is going to look like in your school, what you need to do. We pretty much walk you through every step of the way. I think a lot of teachers and advisors and administrators get nervous when they hear about starting something new at their school because they think, I have to take on something else. My plate is full. Especially special educators, they just can't do anything else. And I can honestly say that that's one of the neatest things about being part of this organization is we're not giving you more work, but we are giving your kids an amazing opportunity. But we're here to really do it for you. And because it's a student-run organization, the advisors are simply advisors. At the beginning of the school year, they may do more work because we ask for a general ed advisor to give us some names of students who they feel would be really good matches for the kids in the who have IEPs or, you know, the intellectually or developmentally delayed kids because they know those kids. But really, once it takes off, it's really the students that run the organization. So we find that the advisors are, it's less, you know, obtrusive for them once it gets started.
So if I'm a parent interested in sort of generating interest for my school, I would also contact you?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of our schools have started because parents say, oh my gosh, this is finally here. We get to have best buddies. So, yeah.
And I think in general, I mean, I write about this in my book, mentorship is so important to the success of any young person in today's world. So this is great to see. Let's segue a little bit before the commercial break in terms of the working world. When someone graduates from high school or college, tell us how Best Buddies gets involved there.
Well, worldwide, we have an amazing jobs program. I think the jobs program is the future of Best Buddies. Sheltered workshops, if you're familiar with those, are really going out now. And so you find that a lot of young adults who have transitioned out of high school at 21 are now, especially in New Hampshire, are left with really not a lot to do, no social life, especially before Best Buddies came. Special Olympics has been a great outlet for some of these folks, but it's, you know, not every day, and it's sports, so it's really not a social outlet for them all the time. And a lot of these kids, young adults, have amazing skills that should really be used and would be helpful to an organization. So our jobs program is really the future for New Hampshire. It's just bringing it to New Hampshire is going to be the next step. Right now we're focusing on the school programs. Once we raise the money to bring the jobs program here, we will definitely bring it here. That is my passion. That is where I feel like our young adults really need help.
And I know from getting your emails, you do have the passion. So if I'm a HR vice president and I'm interested in learning more about this program, I'd also contact you.
You mean that in the best way possible,
of course,
right?
I do. Okay. Of course I do. Okay, we're almost going to break for commercial. And afterwards, we'll talk about the Masquerade Gala tonight at the, as you're listening to this, on November 8th at the Manchester Country Club. Tom Raffio will return with Sarah Dennehy and Best Buddies after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. This weekend, November 8th and 9th, with me is Sarah Dennehy, who's the state director of Best Buddies New Hampshire, and she has quite a passion for this topic. Let's start, Sarah, with the contact information, and then we'll get right to tonight's gala, and then I'm going to put a plug in for my CEO colleagues who I know are listening to this show. So give us your contact information.
My contact information is, my email is Sarah with two R's, SarahDennehy at bestbuddies.org. Our website is bestbuddiesnewhampshire.org, and the phone number is 603-856-8324.
Now, before the commercial break, we talked about the importance of the Best Buddies in New Hampshire. So, again, if you're a corporation out there and would like to become a sponsor or donate money, time, and treasury, please contact Sarah. Now, tonight, November 8th, is one of the two major current fundraisers for Best Buddies. It's the Masquerade Gala at the Manchester Country Club, and that's November 8th. So tell us about that, and if someone wanted to stop in, whether that's possible, and then we'll also talk about the Friendship Walk.
Well, you know, being a nonprofit in a sea of 9,000 nonprofits in New Hampshire, we've really learned quickly that you have to set yourself apart, and that's not easy to do. Best Buddies is such an amazingly important organization. I I call it a social movement rather than just a nonprofit, because we really are changing the way that people view people, and we're really making a difference. But, you know, we don't feed the homeless or clothe the homeless or the hungry. And so we really are having to compete with some really important work that's done in New Hampshire. So we decided to come up with something a little bit different. So we do a masquerade gala. It's a really fancy, fun night out. I like to call it an adult Halloween night. We have a great,
like,
yeah, we, but no trick or treating. But we have a great band that has been with us since the very beginning, the Eric Grant Band, and they come and entertain us and put on a fabulous show. We have a silent auction that's unbelievable. It's just a really great, fun night.
And this is New Hampshire, so I'm obligated to ask, all money raised stays in New Hampshire, right?
Oh, goodness, yes.
Thank you for saying that. That's always the question. So on the spur of the moment, if someone's listening to this on November 8th, and they could, what time does it start tonight at the Manchester Country Club?
It starts at 7, but if somebody really wants to come, first, I would say go get a mask, because this is a masquerade gala. You can find them at the party store anywhere. And get yourself a dress or a tux or a suit and come down, and you're more than welcome to join us.
Great. Now, your second major fundraiser is the Friendship Walk. So tell us about that and what the date is for 2015.
This will be our fourth year doing the Friendship Walk.
Wow.
And it definitely, to date, has been our biggest fundraiser, the two. The Masquerade Gala and the Friendship Walk. And the Friendship Walk is an opportunity for, now that we have 17 schools on board, for the schools to come out as well as the community and to support Best Buddies. And it's sponsored by Audi of Nashua, and they bring their cars, and Miss New Hampshire comes, and it's just a day of, it's only a mile walk, because we want all the kids who may not be able to walk as quickly to really be able to be a part of this. And it is the most amazing day. It's a community feeling, and people are wearing their Best Buddy shirts, and people who are walking really believe in our mission of friendship and inclusion for everybody. And it's just a wonderful feel-good kind of day where we raise a lot of money. I mean, we raised almost $62,000 last year, and all that money stays in New Hampshire and goes to developing our programs and bringing Best Buddies to more schools. I mean, we want to be in the smallest regions of the state to the biggest. We want to be everywhere, so that every kid out there who is in school and doesn't have a social life and needs a friend and can look back on their school experience with positive feelings. That's what we want to do. We want to be there for these kids. And also, you know, I really believe that Best Buddies is not just for the kids with disabilities. And I used to think that. I used to think it was really for the kids with disabilities. But I've learned through the past 3 years that the kids who don't have disabilities are even more affected than the kids who do, because it really changes their view on people and life.
So we positively impact individuals with and without disabilities. And
yeah.
So how are we going to get this more? How do we get more schools involved in New Hampshire? Tell me how I can help.
I think it's just a knowledge thing. I think once people are aware of what we're doing and who we are, it takes off from there. I mean, we really went from 1 to 17 in no time flat. And right now, I mean, we really need to focus on raising money, because I can't go into 20 more schools without the money to do it. So right now we're tapped out at, you know, we can probably add about 6 more schools, and then, you know, we need to raise more money in order to do so.
And you're pretty much a one-woman band, right?
No, I actually hired someone. We have one employee.
Very good.
I feel like we made it, because we have an employee, and her job is to actually go to each of these schools and to be the resource and to help the kids. And she went with me to Indiana, and she's just an amazing firecracker of a woman with a passion.
And what's
just
her name?
Equal to mine. Lori Ranke.
Lori. Okay, great. I'm sure I'll run into her. So if I'm a parent out there and I want to get involved, I'm assuming that one of the ways it gets into the new school, so to speak, is a parent who wants to lead the program or get engaged with the program.
I would say that's 90% of the way that we've gotten into the school so far, is a parent has said, you have to come to our school, and they've made it happen. I've even had kids make it happen. We had a kid in Nashua who brought it to his school and said, we really want Best Buddies here. What do we do? So, I mean, it's really the kids and the parents who say, this is so important. We need this at our school.
So if I'm a parent, if I'm a CEO who wants to become a sponsor or donate money, and if I'm a school administrator, I call Sarah, right?
You do.
At
603-856-8324.
Super. Tell us a little bit. I know I get the comment that people like the little story. So tell us the Pembroke Academy, the Best Buddy King and Queen homecoming, which I did read, which I did see in the newspaper. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, wow. That was like something, you know, you read about on, you see on YouTube or something. It was, Owen is a 17-year-old at Pembroke Academy who I met a couple years ago at a hair salon. He has Down syndrome, and I have, only a few times in my life have I been more affected by a human being. He is something else and just a wonderful person. And really, even before Best Buddies came to Pembroke Academy, he was one of the favorite kids at the school. Cheyenne Boucher is his buddy at school. She's known him for a long time, and Best Buddies has just given her an avenue to really build that friendship. They were voted by their class as homecoming king and queen. And she called me that night that she was voted with Owen, and she texted me, actually, because, you know, that's what they do. They text.
Absolutely.
And she said, "Sarah, we won. We won." And I was just so moved, and she sent pictures. And, you know, it was like, just, it's exactly why I do what I do. It's a natural thing that developed out of a friendship.
Now, New Hampshire Chronicle, did they film that at Pembroke? Or
they actually, we were on their show. It'll be aired around Thanksgiving, but they went to two of our high schools, Milford High School, and watched Carly and Brooke, who were best buddies, and then went to Pembroke Academy and watched Owen and Cheyenne make cookies and just take a walk and talk. And it was just really, really neat to see best buddies in action at these two schools. And now hopefully the whole state will see what we're doing.
Now, I know also that you're looking for some advisory board members, so let's talk about that and what the role of the advisory board is.
You know, I think one of the neat things about being part of a board that's new and an organization, even though we've been around for a long time, it's like you have the best of both worlds. We have the resources that we need in order to develop a great board, and we're new. So it's like you're starting with us from the ground up, so you really get to be part of something that's really changing our state. But it's not like we're a new organization, so we do have the resources and the guidance to help. But it's a once-a-month commitment, and we really are looking for people who really want to change New Hampshire and really want to change the social, you know, avenue of the state and really make a difference. And we want people who will work for us and really help us develop our board.
And it'll be a good sounding board for you, I'm sure.
Definitely. But, you know, I think some of our best board members right now are people who, some of them don't have kids with disabilities, but they've seen firsthand the impact that this program makes, and they want to keep it going.
Super. Now, let's talk about the Phillips Exeter Academy story, how Best Buddies changed the life of Joe Shepley. I thought that was a great story, and
yeah,
I'd like to hear a little bit more about it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Joe is just an amazing young man who now I think is at Columbia University, was the president of Phillips Exeter last year and the year before, the president of our Best Buddies program. And, you know, Phillips Exeter has had Best Buddies for over 10 years. They were our first school in New Hampshire. They had it before we even came to New Hampshire, because it was, again, started by a woman named Annie, a sophomore at the school, who actually contacted Best Buddies International and said, "I want Best Buddies at my school." And so she brought it to Tom Hassan, said, "How can we do this?" So they were our very first school started again by a student. And we've had such a wonderful time with them over the past 10 years. And it's just one of our best chapters.
And you're talking Tom Hassan, the governor's husband, correct?
He's one of our biggest fans and supporters. Absolutely.
Super. Would you spend a minute on talking about the experience, you know, that you had in Indiana and at the International Leadership Conference?
That is just an amazing experience. And when I say Best Buddies, everything's amazing, but I mean it. It really is. You know, again, I went last year, and I was with one person representing New Hampshire. So to go this year and bring 13 high school and college students to be a part of this worldwide organization where these kids were with 2,000 other young people from around the world. I mean, Korea, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, China, everywhere. And to be sitting next to these kids who are also starting Best Buddies chapters at their schools. And not only that, but, you know, the whole conference is also filled with young people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. It's one of the few places where I've been in my life where you have somebody, a whole room full of people who have disabilities and who don't, and there's no difference. Everybody is treated the same. Everybody is celebrated. It's a really amazing opportunity. And so every high school and college in New Hampshire that joins Best Buddies is required to send one of their students to the conference, and it's a life-changing experience for these young people.
It's life-altering, and your overall program, of course, changes lives, like you said, for both whether you're disabled or not.
It does, and can I just say one
sure,
more thing?
Sure, absolutely.
One of the things that I think is really important to know is that, you know, if you don't have a person in your life with a disability, you may not know a lot about it, but 98% of people who find out prenatally that they're having a child born with Down syndrome have an abortion, and it's not my job to judge or to tell anybody what to do, but I think if these people who are having, you know, these procedures, they just might not have the information, and some of the medical stuff that's out there is not necessarily the truth. And so if we can educate these young people in junior high and high school and college, if they have a best friend or a best buddy in school who may have autism or Down syndrome or just be a little different, maybe when they're 25, 26 and they find out they're having a baby, they'll decide to keep it.
Okay, so thank you. So upcoming, we have tonight the annual Masquerade Ball at the Manchester Country Club. We have the Friendship Walk on June 6th. You can see that this is a life-altering program, and you can see the energy and passion that Sarah has. Give us the contact information one last time.
The phone number is 603-856-8324, and our website is bestbuddiesnewhampshire.org.
So my CEO colleagues, I expect some corporate donations and involvement. If you're interested in the advisory board, you can also contact Sarah. Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Thank you, Sarah, for joining me this weekend.
Thank you for having me.